you know me well. I've seen you, little Stephen and Joanna, around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking out to me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that, she said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could, I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Fastball, but he hit it in I'm a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boy!
Out to where the pirates play, catch the sights, cheer the place, feel the glory of yesterday. Center field, grand slam, fence and cracker jack, crowd cheers, I don't care if I ever get back.
Listen to the game with my radio on, rap along to the rhythm of a bumper song. To the bar, full count with nobody out, stop with me, line drive,
everybody shout,
boop, boop, boop,
for our home team, a new pirate generation. Every side of the Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game, everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Cross the bridge, through the gates, to the field of green. Young and old stories told from your childhood dreams. Pops, Wagner, Trainer, Mads, and heroes yet to be made. Great catch, clutch hits like Clemente play.
Listen to the game with my radio on. Not belong to the rhythm of a bubble.
Everybody shout, roof, 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 for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Roof, roof, for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Everybody shout,
everybody shout,
room, room, room for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
room, room, room
for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Batter up, we're taking the afternoon. Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball on MILB TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network, and whatever platform you're joining us on here tonight for a big, big evening of baseball at Lecom Park. Paul Skeens making his single-A debut tonight on the mound for the Marauders, taking on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Now, the only implications in this series, not only Paul Skeens making his first single-A start, but this is a playoff race. These two teams separated by just a pair of games with 24 to go in the regular season. The Marauders two games off the Flying Tigers, sitting at 26-16, Lakeland at 28-14. Skeens tonight enters this start as the number one overall pick in the 2023 Major League Draft, highest ever draft pick to be a full rostered member of the Bradenton Marauders. In 2023 at LSU, Skeens with a 1.69 ERA, 12-2 record on the mound, 122 and two-thirds innings pitch, struck out 209, a SEC and LSU strikeout record. Walked just 20, had a whip of 0.750. Skeens will face the lineup of Seth Stevenson in the leadoff spot, Christian Santana batting second, Jim Jarvis third. Max Anderson will clean it up and play at second. Mike Rothenberg, the switch-hitting catcher, will bat fifth and play at first. Jose De La Cruz DHs and hits sixth. David Smith, Bennett Lee, and J.D. McLaughlin go 7-8-9 for Lakeland here tonight. For the Marauders defensively, Giovanni Planchart, the opening day catcher for Bradenton, one of just nine men left from that opening day squad, will be the backstop. Omar Alfonso at first. Mitch Jebb will start at second. Yordani De Los Santos at short. Jesus Castillo, the game-played leader in the Florida State League at third. Charles McAdoo on his hot hitting streak will get his third start as a pro in left field. Davies Nadal, the pacey center fielder tonight, with Rodolfo Nolasco anchoring the outfield down the right field line. Skeens with the fastball, slider, and changeup mix, maxing at 102 on the heater, average 15.3 Ks per nine in 2023. Now, if you're new to Marauders baseball or baseball here at Lecom Park, usually 200, 300, 400 on a Tuesday evening to open up a series. Tonight, over 1,000, purchasing 800 tickets in the last 2 days to get us over that four-digit mark. And it is a raucous atmosphere here tonight. Skeens will step up to the rubber here now. Seth Stevenson, the center fielder, batting from the right side in the box. The first pitch of single-A baseball on the road to the majors for Paul Skeens. Misses just outside for ball one. Underway at 6:34 local here on the Sun Coast. Shea Graham behind home, Lagana on the bases, 1-0. Line drive up the middle, past the glove of De Los Santos and into center field. Seth Stevenson shoots one straight up the guts to get the leadoff man on here for the Tigers in the top of the first inning. Stevenson, not just a hitting threat, team average leader for Lakeland. He has 56 stolen bases this year. Planchy's going to be keeping a close watch on him. Christian Santana up now. Third baseman hitting 166 this year. 161 in the last 10, a team leading 382 on base percentage. Skeens leans over and checks first, now comes set at the belt. First offering to Santana. At the belt, fastball at 99 for strike one call. Opponents in 2023 with a 165 average against Skeens. So the right-hander will come set. Here's the 0-1 pitch to the two-hole hitter. Stevenson takes off, ball's chopped foul down the third baseline for strike two. Not the first time at Lecom Park for Paul Skeens. When he first got down to Bradenton, it's one of the favorite stories of, I'm sure there will be many, about him through his career. But his first night, showed up to Lecom Park, bought a ticket for $8 at the window, and sat and just watched a ball game. Now on that mound in front of 1,000 Marauders fans. The 0-2, fouled off the mask of Planchy, tipped straight back, will do it again. Now even with the large crowd, it is almost dead silent in here right now. Aside from the scoreboard prompts, it's like everyone holding their breath with every pitch fired. Another 0-2 offering to Christian Santana. Paul Skeens checks first set. The Tigers 0-2 again. We'll have to wait. Time call. Santana's going to step out, regrip some pine tar, rip at the Velcro on the batting gloves. It's been a tale of two halves for Lakeland this year. They've improved and exceeded every offensive category from the first half, in which they were bottom of the division, now sitting in first. Pickoff to first. Stevenson dives back headfirst. He's in safely. Late tag attempt from Omar. Runner back without too much to worry about. Skeen set, peeks at first, keeping a close eye on the Tigers' stolen base leader, top three in the league. Now the 0-2 again. Call the ball upstairs, throw down to second. Stevenson's there as that one rolls into center. He's going to try to get up to third. Davies Nadal scoops and will have no throw. Stolen base number 57 of the year for Stevenson. He advances on the throwing error and is now 90 feet away from giving Lakeland an early lead. It was a strikeout, the call and the pitch delayed there. So strikeout for Skeens. Home plate umpire Shea Graham never signaled until after the throw down to second had been made. Jim Jarvis up now. 8-for-27 in his first seven games as a pro. Infield in with Stevenson at third. Lefty-righty matchup, Skeens fires. Up and in corner, call the ball. Sinker just misses. 4-1. Corners up on the grass. Jevin Urdani just off. 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 99. Blown by Jarvis for strike one. Ball to strike the count with one away. Stevenson at third after leading it off with a single. One's across the board. 1-1-1 out the pitch. Backdoor slider just misses up and away. 2-1 the count. Stevenson reclaims his lead at third, unopposed down the line. Be a tough out to get at the plate. Skeens is 2-1. Fouled off in the batter's box under the foot of Jarvis. Planchy quick to cover it up. Foul for strike two, and we're even at a pair apiece. Big talk about Paul Skeens pitching-wise. Most people know, but some might not. An outstanding hitter in college at the U.S. Air Force Academy in 22. Hit 314, a 412 on base percentage, 13 homers. His 2-2 pitch to Jarvis, looking for back-to-back Ks here in the top of the first inning. Righty fires. Grounded weakly, foul down the third baseline. We'll try it again. Eleven pitches thrown thus far for Paul Skeens. Seen almost everyone in the arsenal come out. Jarvis, a 333 hitter with runners in scoring position, has a chance here to get his seventh RBI of the year and give Lakeland the lead. Skeens trying to muscle out another strikeout. Righty nods at Planchy signs. The 2-2 pitch to Jarvis. Check swing. Did he go? Yes. Strike three, two away. Give him a shield to go with that sword. Skeens with back-to-back Ks. And now 1 foot in the door getting out of this first inning. Brings up the cleanup man, Max Anderson. 250 hitter this year. 225 mark in the last 10. A 333 average with runners in scoring position. A leadoff single for Stevenson. Back-to-back Ks for Skeens. First pitch misses low and away. Down in the dust. Well picked up on the backhand by Planchy. Ball one. Stevenson held at third. Skeens, the highest draft pick to play for the Marauders, joint with Garrett Cole. As this low fastball offerings waved straight through for strike one. Anderson got crossed up in all sorts of ways. He was out in front with the feet. He was late with the bat. And the face staring straight down at the dirt. Infield back up the middle, trying to prevent the two-out hit. As that slider falls off low and away for ball two. Slider that sits 85-89. Sharp break to it late. Power changeup runs about 89-93 for Skeens. And, of course, the triple-digit heater. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. There's that late-breaking slider. Out in front of it in the dirt. Stevenson thought there was two strikes. He's caught up in a rundown. He'll trip. Skeens chasing him down. Throws to Dorte Santos, who tags him out to end the inning. A base-running mental mistake by Seth Stevenson. He thought that was strike three. He is out number three in the pickle play. We go to the bottom of the first, scoreless after Skeens punches out a pair. We'll be right back.
Mayor. Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser.
Back here for the bottom of the first at Lecom, no score after Skeens punches out a pair and ends the top half with a pickle play. Mitch Jeb will lead it off. Chops one foul off his foot in the box. Rolls down the first baseline for strike one. Jeb hitting .296, 2 weeks as a pro. Second round pick. Told me earlier today he knew once Paul Skeens went 1-1 that he would be the next pick of the Pirates. He said he just had a feeling. As this low one pitch is smacked down the right field line, that'll drop in. Jeb might think about two. He's going to try and stretch for it. The throw in is not in time. A stretch double to lead off the bottom of the first inning for Mitch Jeb. How about your first-round pick punching out a pair, and then your second-round pick legging out a gutsy double to send this crowd into a frenzy early on here tonight. It's 5-plus extra base hits for Jeb now. Brings up Jesus Castillo, the games played leader for the Marauders. 218 average this year, 385 on base mark. League leader in walks in the FSL. It's 245 with Risp. Pops this first pitch, fouling out of play. Up and over the Marauder dugout for strike one. Now yet to see if Skeens has another inning in him here tonight. Marauders don't have anyone up in the bullpen. It's talked about it's either one or it's two, so we'll see if we get a second frame out of him. The 0-1. Costi takes back foot slider, misses lone in. To draw the count level at a pitch apiece. Costi struggling a bit as of late, hitting .135 across the last 10. In the last 5, that number down to .105. But still doing his job, drawing walks and getting on base. 1-1 is smoked to right. Way back to the track goes Smith. He will make the catch there. Jeb will tag comfortably from second and be up to third. 90 feet away from giving the Marauders a lead. Well struck by Costi. He's struggled with average as of late, but one thing that's come out is his ability to hit the ball to the warning track. First 70, 80 games of the year had really not gotten close to touching that dirt in front of the outfield wall. But in these last few weeks has unlocked a bit of that power. Hit his first homer a month ago in St. Lucie. Nolasco up, takes breaking ball just off the outer edge for ball one. Nolasco hitting .206 in the last 10. Team home run and RBI leader. Takes an elevated heater that just clips the top of the zone for strike one. Edgardo Ibarra with a .399 ERA entering this one. 46 Ks, 34 walks. His even offering home. Taken low, Nolasco watches a changeup spin into the dirt for ball two. Last two starts, solid from Ibarra. 8 2/3 and two starts. 7 hits, just 1 earned run. With 11 strikeouts. Next pitch, a fastball just sailing low. Overthrown by the lefty to make it 3-1. Nolasco coming off a 3-RBI, 2-homer afternoon on Sunday in Fort Myers. Trying to give the Marauders the lead here. 3-1. in the dirt for ball four. That'll put men at the corners now with one away and bring Charles McAdoo, the hottest hitting bat in all the Florida State League. McAdoo named Florida State League Player of the Week in his first seven games as a pro. It was 15 of 26 at the plate. 11 RBI, two homers, broke the franchise RBI record in a single game a week ago with eight in a 6-for-6 two-homer performance. Then at the corners, first pitch. McAdoo takes in the dirt for ball one. Marauders have forced the Tigers into early trouble here. Jeb with great speed at third. He's likely going to charge home no matter where this ball in play is. Ibarra's 1-0. Taken up and in. Just glancing off the inner edge is the sinker for strike one. It's been an up and down month for the Marauders offensively. Still doing what they do best, that is draw walks and steal bases. That average, though, eighth in the league, 234 in the first 2 weeks. As McAdoo takes changeup, spinning away for ball two. Five walks in the last eight innings for Ibarra. Marauders trying to back him into a corner here. Jeb at third. Nolasco at first. One away in the bottom of the first. Pickoff over. Nolasco back safely on his feet. Rodolfo a speed threat. 10 bags this year. Could see him take off to try and eliminate the double play opportunity. 2-1 count to McAdoo. Men at the corners with one away. Ibarra long pause. Five on the pitch clock. He fires. McAdoo takes high and outside. The fastball missing to make it 3-1. Ibarra at risk of walking the bases loaded with just one away here in the first inning. Nolasco extends the lead at first. The lefty for the Tigers fires home. McAdoo hits one high in the air, deep to left, way back, and gone. Let it ride. Touch them all. A three-run no-doubt blast from Charles McAdoo. And the Marauders lead 3-0. Find me a hotter hitter in minor league baseball, and I will find you a fraud. 16 hits in 27 at-bats with three homers and now 14 runs batted in for the 13th round pick out of San Jose State University. 104 off the bat, 4-11 the distance, as Nick Green, the pitching coach for Lakeland, understandably and rightfully so, will head out for a visit here. That was just a missed 3-1 pitch. Like I said, the Marauders packing Ibarra into a corner. Watched enough Jake Paul boxing matches to know when you're backed in a corner, you either get knocked out or you're saved by the bell. And on that time, McAdoo landed an early knockout blow to the Tigers starter, Edgardo Ibarra. Brings up your Donny De Los Santos with the bases empty now. Your Donny hitting 211 this year. Top 30 prospect for the Pirates takes sinker on the outer edge for strike one. Yordani hitting 200 across the last 10. He's really unlocked his ability to bunt for hits lately, as he'll chase a changeup in the dirt and fall behind 0-2. An electric atmosphere here on a Tuesday night at Lecom Park. The 0-2. Yordani with a check swing at a ball in the dirt. Yes, he did go, says field umpire Chad Lagana. That's strike three and out number two. Brings up Davies Nadal. Another wire-to-wire Marauder. Just nine of the original 30 opening day Marauders still with the team. Davies one of them. DH'd on opening night, hitting 206 this year. 241 in the last 10, one of his best marks of the year. He takes fastball low and in. Getting his toes out of the way for ball one. Davies across the last five games hitting 313 has unlocked his ability to take the ball the other way as he leans out of the way of a high and tight heater to make it 2-0. 3-0 Marauders here in the bottom of the first. Skeens with a pair of punch outs in the top half. McAdoo with a three-run shot here in this half inning. As that one runs inside, Nadal barely able to get out of the way. Spins the hips just out of the edge of the batter's box at the last second, 3-0 now. Ybarra at risk of walking another this inning. He'll find strike one, sinker low and away. Nadal happy to leave the bat on the shoulders all the way. Hitter advantage count here for Davies, 6 homers, 1 grand slam. 3-1. Pulled on a line down the right side. Fair ball towards the corner. Nadal's going to show off the speed here. Takes a tough hop for Smith. Davies going to stop at second. Thought about third after a wide turn. He'll hold up there a 2-out double. The Marauders bats alive and well here tonight. That'll bring up Juan Jerez. Marauders DH in this one. Hitting 159 this year, a multi-year Marauder. 4 RBI, no homers, 283 on base mark. Is a perfect 7 of 7 in stolen base attempts, though, when he's able to get on. Runner at second with 2 outs, first pitch. Juan chases and misses, way out in front of a changeup. About a foot, foot and a half off the outer edge for strike one. Ybarra checking second and coming home again. Pulled on a line to left. That one's got a chance to get down. It will. Nadal getting waved home by Gustavo. Cutoff throw is not going to be made to the plate. Pick back to first. Safe Jerez. An RBI single, and it's 4-0 Marauders. In the biggest series of the season, the Marauders have come out swinging. 2 doubles, a walk, a 3-run homer. Here in the first inning for Bradenton. This is looking like a team of old right now. Omar Alfonso up. On average, just behind McAdoo, the hottest hitter on the team. 323 in the last 10 games. 2 outs, Jerez at first. Pickoff throw there. He's back safely ahead of it. As I mentioned, with Jerez at the plate, 7-7 in stolen base attempts. As there is already bullpen action here for Lakeland. Chris Williams up and thrown in the pen. First pitch to Omar. Letter high fastball missing, making it 1-0. Alfonso, a team leading 422 on base percentage. The best Marauders hitter with a runner in scoring position. See if Jerez can swipe second to give Omar that opportunity. The 1-0. Swing and a miss out in front of a slider in the dirt is Alfonso for strike one. Count even to him. The 8th batter of the inning to step to the plate for the Marauders. 2 games off of Lakeland with 24 to go entering this series. And a chance to come out punching. The 1-1 from Ybarra, pitch number 30 of the inning. Bounce to the dirt and to the backstop. Jerez will comfortably get up to second, taking a wide turn there and holding up in scoring position on the wild pitch. Now a chance for Alfonso to show off that .464 batting average with runners in scoring position. To have a guy in the 8 spot down this order who is able to convert almost half the time with a man at second and third is such a gem for this Marauders team. The 2-1. Omar chops it hard, but into the glove of the second baseman, Anderson, who throws to first, inning over. But damage done. A 3-run blast for McAdoo. And a Jerez RBI single makes it 4-0 Marauders. Going to the second when we come back.
Up his cane, all like that. You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you want to.
Back here for the second at Lee Comp. Marauders up 4-0. Hung Lang Chang, the Taiwanese right-hander, fires a first-pitch heater that's fouled off and out of play by Max Anderson for strike one. Skeens an inning pitched, one hit, no earnings, no walks, and two punch-outs in his Marauder debut here today. Next pitch grounded hard toward short, De Los Santos down to knee. Fields cleanly, throws in time, one away. It's one thing if you're a first-time Marauder viewer here. The defense of this team is unmatched. De Los Santos, a star, has played at second, third, and short. Castillo, who starts at third tonight, has played every defensive position aside from pitching and catching. Mitch Jebb has worked himself around the infield as well. Mike Rothenberg up, dangerous switch hitter. 12 homers, the team leader for the Tigers. Takes elevated fastball, call the ball 1-0. Chang enters this outing with three appearances, a 9.49 ERA, and 12 and a third pitch. Next offering, cut and missed, fastball away. Rothenberg late to it, and it's 1-1. Rothenberg, 50 RBI, 12 homers, team leader with both those numbers. A wire-to-wire guy for Lakeland. The 1-1 taken, center cut for strike two. Chang going fastball heavy here to start his piggyback off of Skeens. Infielders on the right side, back up on the grass. The 1-2. Looping breaking ball just misses. A ball width above the top edge of the strike zone. It's 2-2 now. Rothenberg back in. Chang comes set. 6 on the pitch clock for the righty. His 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. The Taichung Taiwan native with a pair of quick outs here in the second inning. Jose De La Cruz, the DH now, to bat for the Tigers. On a tear as of late, 306 in the last 10 games. 254 overall this year, 7 homers, 39 batted in. Chang trying to set him down, 1-2-3. First pitch to De La Cruz. Change up, misses outside for ball one. Chang with a 1-1 record, got the win his last time out. His 1-0, seething fastball, top edge of the strike zone. It's called, and it's 1-1. Lakeland in the first half of the season, 38 homers in 65 games. 39 in the second half with still 24 to go. Team that has found themselves offensively as that breaker misses high. It's 2-1. The first half, the Tigers average 4.9 runs a game, 6.8 here in the second half. Have totally turned the ship around, find themselves in first. Next pitch popped up in the infield, elevator shaft home run. Alfonso under it and making the play, inning over. 1-2-3 go the Tigers. Hung Lang Chang mixes in a strikeout. To the home second we go, Marauders 4, Tigers nothing the score, and we come back.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Claws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lee Comp Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning at Lee Comp Park. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you here across wherever you might be tuning in from. MLB.com, Pipeline, Marauder Radio Network, our always loyal listeners, for just one of the nights that makes you remember and realize why you do this job. A packed house, star prospect. It's just baseball. It's America, and it's tough to beat. Planchy leading off the inning, takes fastball up and away for strike one. Marauders catcher hitting 238 this year. Three homers, 38 batted in. A one fouled off, straight back up and over the press box for strike two. Planchy, a Marauder, two out ace. Hits better with two outs than any other situation. Two outs with runners in scoring position, that number 390 for him. See if he can do it in the leadoff spot. The 0-2 misses low and away. Fastball dances off the edge from Ibarra. Bullpen action has settled down for the Tigers after their left-handed starter was able to get out of that first inning. The 1-2. Hit hard on the ground. Past the diving effort of Jarvis and into left to lead off single. Planchy with a wide turn at first. He'll stop there. The Marauders, after combining in two games last week in Fort Myers for just eight hits, have already smacked five through their first nine batters up in the order. Back to the top of things, and Mitch Jebb, Michigan State Spartan, doubled to lead off the first, came around to score on McAdoo's three-run no-doubt blast. Corners come in, expecting a bunt from the speedy middle infielder. First pitch fastball, just gets the outer half. Call the strike, it's 0-1. ABS in effect tonight, the automatic balls and strike system. Home plate umpire with a earpiece in. Here's a doorbell ding if it's a strike, nothing if it's a ball. Just basically relaying the robot's calls. Jeb takes a changeup in the dirt and will even it up at 1-1. Ball and a strike to Jeb. Planchy at first. Nobody out here in the second inning. Marauders off to a flying start on both sides of things. Pickoff to first. Planchy, no more than 2 feet away from the base. Takes a skip and a jump back safely. The 1-1 now from Ibarra to Mitch Jeb. Lined up the middle into center field. A rocket of a base hit towards the gap. That's going to get to the wall. Jeb turns on the Jets. He's thinking three. Plant Sharp being sent home. He will score. Jeb into third with an RBI triple. 105.6 off the bat of Mitch Jeb. He has his second extra base hit of the night. And RBI number six of the year. A triple and a double in two trips and two innings for Mitch Jeb. Brings up Jesus Castillo. Flied out in the first, but did move Jeb up. A productive out. First pitch here, breaking ball slips out of the hand of Ibarra. Misses way up and outside for ball one. Now the 1-0. Misses away. Slider backs up on him again, this time a little tighter, but Castillo's going to be a hard guy to draw a bad swing and a miss out of. League leader in walks here in 2023. 1 point, him and Tamar Johnson were 1-2. 2-0 fastball smoked outside, nowhere near. Diving stop from the catcher turned goalkeeper. Bennett Lee to stop that one from getting to the backstop, and now he'll head out to the mound to have a chat with the left-hander. Jeb at third with nobody out. 5-0 Marauders. After tonight, 23 games to go in the regular season. Two games behind these Lakeland Flying Tigers for the final playoff spot entering this game tonight. Could not have gotten off to a better start. Skeens on the mound. The 2023 draft picks lighting it up in the first inning. McAdoo's three-run homer and Mitch Jeb with a triple and a double already here tonight. Mitch at third, Castillo in the box. Infield backs off a bit, the 3-0. Fouled off, Castillo chasing way outside. Still able to somehow get a bat on it. That pitch, good foot and a half, 2 feet off the outer edge of the strike zone. 3-1 the count to him now. Maybe thought he saw something he could take the other way. 3-1 pitch, same spot this time. Castillo takes for ball four. And the Marauders now with men at the corners and still nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. Still a quiet bullpen for the Tigers. Marauders in Lakeland meeting here for the 18th time this year. Bradenton, a 12-5 record in the first 17 matchups with one cancellation mixed in between. Nolasco drew a walk in the first. First pitch to him with men at the corners will have to wait. Pickoff to first. Castillo, the stolen base leader for the Marauders, retreats safely. Jesus, top 10 in the league in stolen bases, 30 on the year. Still awaiting the first offering from Ibarra to Nolasco. And it will miss up and outside. A backed up breaking ball makes it 1-0. Biggest issue for the Marauders last week was men left on base and getting them on but not converting with base hits. That is the opposite of the case here tonight. Nolasco takes fastball low, gets ahead 2-0. In the month of August, a 391 OBP for Bradenton. Drawing a league total of almost 100 walks in 12 games. The 2-0. Rodolfo takes fastball down the middle for strike one called. Velasco just a 167 average with wrist. Marauders, RBI and home run leader, 55 batted in, 15 homers. Trying to refine his good form he had back in May. Castillo takes off, pitch misses outside. No throw down to second from Lee. It's a stolen base, number 31 of the year for Castillo. And now a pair in scoring position with still nobody out. And a hitter advantage 3-1 count to a guy that can do a heck of a lot of damage in Rodolfo Nolasco. Corners playing still in for the Tigers. See if they can steal one at the plate. 3-1 is fair in front of the plate. Nolasco tagged, and that's out number one. A tapper 6 inches in front of the front edge of home plate. Catcher Lee was Johnny on the spot to pick it up and apply the tag for the first out. The classic, I mean, you see it all the time, two unassisted putout. Brings up Charles McAdoo, 1-for-1 with a 3-run homer in the first inning. Had a multi-homer game exactly a week ago. Takes curveball high here and gets ahead 1-0. McAdoo, 16 hits, 14 RBI, 3 homers in 8 games played now, 27 at-bats. 1-0 fastball lands in the low and away corner for strike one called. Jeb at third after his RBI triple earlier in the inning. Castillo walk in a stolen base, stands at second. 1-1. McAdoo grounds it hard, base hit left field, past the diving effort of Santana. Castillo and Jeb will both be sent and both will score. 7-0 Marauders. 5 RBI in the first 2 innings for Charles McAdoo. A 3-run homer and a 2 RBI smoke shot single. Sizzling across the infield dirt. And that'll bring Nick Green, the pitching coach for the Tigers, out for his second mound visit of the game. Here in only the second inning. Bullpen action has quickly picked up its pace for Lakeland. Home plate umpire Shea Graham going to go break up the powwow on the mound. What a night for the Marauders here. It's only 2 innings in, but this is the most fun we have had playing baseball in a long, long while. Glad everyone can join us for free here tonight for MILB's Game of the Day. Paul Skeens pitching and the Marauders putting on an offensive show. Yordani De Los Santos up, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Takes fastball missing high and outside for ball one. Marauders now with 7 guys that sit in the top 30 prospects list for the Pirates. At one point had just one. The 1-0 taken low. De Los Santos gets ahead 2-0. Paul Skeens, obviously number one in the system, three on the top 100 overall. Jeb at 11 in the Pirates rankings. Barco at 13. The 2-0 pitch here to Yordani. Big cut and a miss. Late at a up and outside sinker for strike one. Lonnie White Jr., who will be off the IL later this week, is in the 20 spot with De Los Santos here in the box, sitting 21 in the top 30. The 2-1 from Ibarra in the dirt, 3-1. It's not just a lack of control here for the left-hander. It is two walks that have been turned into a couple of extra base hits and seven runs so far. Entered the outing with a 3.99 ERA. His live ERA just below 5.25. The 3-1. Yordani takes fastball a good half a foot up and outside for ball four. Second walk of the inning. Moves McAdoo up to second and puts two on with one away for Davis Nadal. Still nobody throwing in the bullpen for the Tigers. Kind of leaving Ibarra out to dry here. Just going to make him gut through it. Davis with a double in the first. Came around to score on Juan Jerez's RBI single. And there's a balk. Ibarra balks, and how about a pair in scoring position now for Nadal. McAdoo to third and De Los Santos up to second. Seems like there's been a strong emphasis all year long in the Florida State League on catching balks. Nadal takes first pitch fastball just above the belt. Fired the hands about a fourth of the way around, but held up for ball one. With the base hit, Nadal can make it a 9-0 game. Pops the pitch, foul and out of play over the third base dugout of the Tigers for strike one. Lacombe Park, 1923. It's inception, the oldest ballpark in minor league baseball. Don't listen to any of the propaganda from Daytona. Numerous renovations here, the last in 2013. As Nadal takes slider on the outer edge for strike two called. One-two count with one away, Ibarra fires. Nadal fouls it off low in the dirt, able to keep it alive. Digs out a low slider to earn himself another 1-2 pitch. Happy fans in the crowd tonight. We got to get him a different shirt, though. Tampa Bay Rays. The 1-2 again. Hit high in the air to center. It's going to stay in the infield, rather. Way up there. Catch made by the second baseman, Anderson. Backpedaled to the cusp of the grass to make the catch for the second out of the inning. And Andy Graham, manager for the Tigers, out to the mound. I think that might do it here today for Edgardo Ibarra, the starter for Lakeland. Inning and two-thirds pitch. Gives up seven earned runs on seven hits, walking three and striking out one. Early call to the pen for the Tigers. We'll step aside while the change is made. When we come back, two in scoring position, two outs with the Marauders up by a touchdown.
Smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. firecracker. She's the light of my life.
Back here, still in the bottom of the second at Lee Cobb. Marauders up 7-0. Juan Jerez will step in. 1-for-1 with an RBI single. Jerez will face the new left-hander on the mound, Chris Williams. Williams this year, 4.97 ERA in 29 innings. His first pitch misses way outside. Again, the catcher, Lee, called upon to save a wild pitch. He's up to the task for the second time in the inning. And the count starts 1-0 to Jerez. 5 RBI. Now that average up to 278. Takes a 1-0 fastball. Drops low. Call the ball 2 and none. Williams with 39 strikeouts, 24 walks, and those 29 pitched. 209 average against for the lefty. The 2-0 pitch. Misses outside again, 3-0. Might be a case of trying to nibble a little too much. Not really a competitive offering yet here. Offered to Juan Jerez. Two in scoring position, two outs. The 3-0 pitch from the Tigers left-hander. On its way. Ball four. Another fastball misses a good foot, foot and a half outside. And the bases are loaded here for Bradenton. A Marauder on every pillow for Omar Alfonso. Omar 0-for-1 with a ground out that ended the first inning. Marauders leader amongst qualified players and average with runners in scoring position. First pitch takes fastball on the outer edge. Strike number one of the AB and strike number one of the outing for Chris Williams. Omar 4-for-4 with the bases loaded this year. 7 RBI. The 0-1. Line to right. That one sinking and getting down. Scoring is McAdoo. Yordani being sent. He will score. Throw to third, not in time. A 2 RBI single for Omar Alfonso. It is 9-0 Marauders. The rout is on here in just the second inning. And Bradenton have batted around. RBI 23 and 24 the year for Omar. Jerez at third and Alfonso himself at first for Giovanni Planchart, who led off the inning with a line drive single. First pitch, fastball misses outside, 1-0. Marauders were starved for hits in Fort Myers. Tonight it is Thanksgiving dinner provided by the Tigers. Next pitch cracked in the air to right, but it'll hook foul and well out of play for strike one. Planchy 1-for-1 in the game, 1-for-1 in the inning. Next pitch, check swing ground ball, past the first baseman Rothenberg and into right. Jerez will score. Alfonso trying to get up to third. He will do so safely. A RBI single for Giovanni Planchart. His second hit of the inning makes it 10-0 Marauders. The 35-yard field goal is good for Bradenton. Now still men at the corners. Two outs into the top of the order, and Mitch Jebb we go. The leadoff man taking his third at-bat of the game. Here in the bottom of the second inning. He has doubled in the first, tripled here in the second already. Halfway to the cycle. Fouls the first pitch to the backstop for strike one. Marauders have never had a cycle in franchise history. Tamar Johnson came a triple short of it this year. Finished with two doubles, a single, and a homer. A walk as well in that game. Back on Father's Day against Fort Myers. The 0-1. Jeb takes up and in. Fastball. Almost glanced off the shoulder. Mitch able to jump out of the way. Ball in the count. 1-1 to him. Jeb with one homer this year at Michigan State. The 1-1. Floater towards center. Sinking into the glove of Stevenson. Inning over. The Marauders add on 6 more in the bottom of the second. It is 10-0 Young Bucks. Going to the third when we come back.
Thank you. I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the top of the third inning at Lecom Park. Marauders up 10-0. Three games of the day have not been the Marauders' friend so far this year. 0-3 in them, but here tonight it has been a display of offensive power. Pitching lights out in the first from Skeens and Hung Lang Chang with a perfect second. Feels like it's been about an hour since we saw him on the mound. Almost an hour into this one, just entering the top of the third, but it's not for a lack of controlled pitching. It's just the Marauders putting on a home run derby here tonight in front of a couple thousand on a Tuesday. Smith leading off the inning. Chang just misses low. Good looking fastball. Falls about an inch short. 1-0. Left-handed hitting Smith, a 286 hitter at UConn in 2023. Weekly bounces one past the mound. Hard play. Castillo charging glove pick. Throw to first. Not in time. Second hit of the game for Lakeland. An infield fluke single for David Smith to lead off the third. Brings up the eight-hole hitter, Bennett Lee. The catcher just 3-for-21 in his first seven games as a pro. Tampa, Florida native, not too far from where he grew up. Playing over in Lakeland, now down here in the friendly city of Bradenton. Perfect night for baseball in Manatee County. First pitch to Lee from Chang. Down the middle is the fastball for strike one called. Marauders defensively have turned 89 double plays, more than any other team in the Florida State League. Most they've turned in one game, six. The 0-1 hit in the air to right, well struck. Nolasco will backpedal for two steps and make a routine catch for out number one. Well struck, but straight at the Marauder right fielder. Brings up J.D. McLaughlin, the bottom of the order man for Lakeland. 183 average this year. A homer and nine batted in. 226 across the last 10 for him. That number 231 in the last five games. Lakeland coming off a series split with Dunedin. First pitch breaking ball to McLaughlin. Slider just gets the up and away corner for strike one called. ABS zone. Very good for pitchers that like to nibble. Any part of the ball's touching, that's a strike. The 0-1. Hit on a line into the glove of Castillo at third. He makes the catch. Runner retreats to first as Jesus bobbled the transfer to try and double him off. A liner at 96 off the bat, snared for out number two. By the man at the hot corner, Jesus Castillo. Seth Stevenson up now. The top of the order man, 1-for-1. Singled on a fisted liner up the middle off of Paul Skeens in the first inning. Was caught up in a rundown to end that first. Chang at the belt, the pitch. Misses low, kicks up some dust for ball one. Comfortable pick for Planchy. Smith, the runner at first. 28 stolen bases in 44 games. Check that, 41 with UConn in the 2023 NCAA season. Big East powerhouse. Pitch chop foul down the third base side for strike one. UConn with a upset loss in the Big East tournament. Xavier advancing out of it. Ended up falling in the regional in Nashville with Vanderbilt. Smith leads off first, held on by Omar. Chang's 1-1. Hit in the air to right down the line. Nolasco ranging over. He will make the catch on the run, inning over. Another scoreless frame for Hung Lang Chang. We are through 2.5 with the Marauders up 10-0 when we come back.
First cool snap of fall in the air. We've been waiting on it all damn year. Drag out a car, hard and a chair. Let's build a fire. Shoulder pads cracking on a high school field. Opening days on our heels. God, I love how Friday night feels. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on. Y'all better back up. Let's build a fire.
Back here at Lee Comm Park, bottom of the third inning, Marauders 10, Tigers nothing. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders with you. Perfect night for baseball, and so far, a perfect storyline here tonight. First pitch to Costi, leading off the home third, misses low in the dirt for ball one. Jesus flew out in the first, walked and scored a run in the second inning. Takes a cut and a miss at a ball in the dirt for strike one. Way late to a sinker that kicks up some dust to even the count. Even offering. Misses outside. Castillo fires the hands but holds the barrel up. Nowhere close to a swing. It's 2-1. Middle infielder's playing back on the grass. As Castillo fouls the high heater straight to the backstop for strike two. Marauders with four runs off four hits in the first. Six off five in the second. McAdoo already with five RBI tonight. Home run and a two RBI knock. 2-2 pitch. Jesus fights it off the hands. He'll see another. Fresh set of baseballs dropped off by Dr. Joe. Actual doctor whose Marauders bat boy just loves it. Spends his off time from the office bat-boying single-A baseball. Talk about love for the game. Full count here now to Jesus. Williams rocks and fires home. Costi fouls another one off. Second two-strike pitch, he's spoiled away. He'll see an eighth offering in this at-bat now. Another full count pitch upcoming. Big exhale from Williams, the 3-2 again. Misses up and outside for ball four. Castillo draws his second walk of the game. And for the third consecutive inning, the Marauders get the leadoff man on. It is a merry-go-round on the bases here for Bradenton. Rodolfo Nolasco up. A walk and a two unassisted ground out. A little spinner in front of the plate. He was tagged out by the catcher Lee in the second inning. First pitch to him. Gets the lone in corner for strike one. McAdoo in the on-deck circle for the Marauders. Castillo already with a stolen base tonight. 31, the team leader on the year. A one breaking ball. Good backdoor offering. Misses by a millimeter. Watching the ABS zone in front of me. Could not be any tighter. Ball and a strike the count now. Even offering. Back foot slider. Low and in. Sends Nolasco jumping out of the way for ball two. Marauders were hit by a pitch almost 25 times in Fort Myers. 2-1. Weakly grounded towards third. Could be a swinging bunt. Pitcher Williams Fields has no play. A infield single for Nolasco on the swinging bunt moves Castillo to second and gives the Marauders two men on with nobody out for Charles McAdoo. Two for two with five runs batted in so far tonight. A week ago today in Fort Myers, McAdoo went six for six with eight RBI, setting a franchise record for runs batted in a game, tied the single game hits record with six. It was a record that hadn't been touched since 2013 by Willie Garcia. First pitch here. McAdoo takes in the dirt for ball one. 17 for 28 with 16 RBI and three homers in his first eight games as a pro. The 1-0. McAdoo fouls it off, catches a changeup off the end of the bat, rolls to the backstop harmlessly for strike one. With Costi's speed at second, any base hits likely to bring in the 11th run of the game for the Marauders. 10 off 10 hits here in just the third inning. The 1-1 from Williams to McAdoo. He takes low and in. Sinker just misses below the knees for ball two. Good crowd has hung around here, even after the Skeens outing in the first. Cole Beers and Marauder Baseball. 2-1 pitch. Just misses outside. Another tight fastball. Mention it with Castillo at the plate, but might be a case of trying to nibble a little too much here for Williams. At risk of walking him loaded with nobody out. The 3-1 to McAdoo. Chop to third. Could be two to second for one. Relay to first. Offline. McAdoo safe. Beats out the fielder's choice play. They do get Nolasco at second on the 5-4 for out number one. Castillo up to third, and the Marauders with men at the corners now for your Donny De Los Santos. Every Marauder has reached base via a walk or a hit so far in this one. Your Donny with a strikeout and a walk. Bullpen up and going again here for the Tigers. Chris Maloney getting loose now. First pitch to Yordani De Los Santos. The slider dips low for ball one. 10 RBI this year. Hits just 143 with runners in scoring position. Takes a fastball, missing a ball within now, and it's 2-0. Pirates tonight taking on the Mets at Citi Field in New York. For you Tiger fans, Detroit at Minnesota. The 2-0 pitch to Yordani. Takes upstairs, letter high fastball, makes it 3-0. Former Marauder, Jack Brannigan, was named the Sally League Player of the Week. Smacked over six homers in six games. The 3-0 to De Los Santos, called a strike up and in. Lands in the corner and it's 3-1, but Yordani's still in the driver's seat here. Castillo at third. McAdoo at first with one away, the 3-1. Call the ball. Misses low and in, and a walk will load him up with one away. Second walk of the inning brings up Davies Nadal. Davies with a double in the first, popped out to the second baseman Anderson in the second inning. And for the third time tonight already, the Tigers burning through these mound visits. Nick Green, the pitching coach, is going to head out there for a chat. After tonight, 23 games to go in the season, as I've mentioned, five against these Tigers, all of them with playoff deciding implications. Then on the road at Jupiter, a final homestand here against Palm Beach, August 29th through the 3rd of September. Then we'll head to Fort Myers one last time. When the regular season comes to a close on August 10th, the Marauders hopefully staring down a postseason appearance after narrowly missing out by half a game last year. Bases loaded for Davies, has just one of the two grand slams the Marauders have hit this year. Bradenton with 101 homers here in 2023. Nadal looking for one, cuts and misses at a pitch about a foot above the strike zone. Chasing to fall behind 0-1. Marauders' single-season home run best in franchise history was back in 2021. They hit 109. on pace to chase that down. The 0-1. Nadal grounds it foul down the first baseline. Smoked 98 off the bat, but on the wrong side of the chalk by about a foot for strike two. Castillo third, McAdoo at second, De Los Santos at first. Davies will call time and step out. Tearing away at the Velcro on the batting gloves. He'll step back in now. Williams looking in, come set, trying to pitch himself out of a big jam here. The 0-2. This is inside. Slider backs up on the lefty. Tight take, but a good one by Davies Nadal to make it 1-2. Next offering. Hit high in the air, well to right. Right fielder Smith struggling to find it. He still can't see it. And that one ends up fouling out of play by about 10 feet down the line. We'll do the 1-2 again. Welcome to the 7:30 to 8 o'clock hour at Lecom Park. That sun setting over the Gulf of Mexico. Off to the third base side of the ballpark is a nightmare for right fielders. We've even seen infielders struggle. You can see second baseman Max Anderson shading his eyes. The 1-2 again. This time hit high in the air, deep to right once more. Back to the track. Smith looking up. Gone! A grand slam for Davies Nadal. Let it ride. He will touch them all. His second of the year makes it 14-0. Marauders. A home run derby here tonight at Lecom Park. His seventh homer of the year, his 30th RBI, and his second granny. And that'll do it for Williams. Andrew Graham, the manager of the Tigers, out to the mound. Here in the bottom of the third with one away, he will make his second pitching change of the evening. We'll step aside for the switch when we come back. Marauders up 14-0 in the bottom of the third with still just one away.
Hitching the boat up, backing down the ramp in my old truck to find a bunch of laws, to catch a bunch of hogs. Yeah, I wrote the book, yeah, I wrote the book. If you want to learn to throw a curve right, catch a clean up, looking on a third strike, talk a little smack while he's walking back. Yeah, I wrote the book, but there's one that lives by the lamp on the night.
Here still in the bottom of the third at Lecom Park. Marauders 14, Tigers nothing, our score. Juan Jerez will bet. He'll be the first man to face the new right-hander Chris Maloney on the mound. Maloney with a 6 ERA and 24 innings pitched this year. 32 walks, 30 strikeouts for him. Jerez 1-for-1, an RBI single and a walk, takes fastball low and gets ahead 1-0. Ready with the 1-0 now to Jerez, trying to stop the bleeding here for Lakeland. Line drive, base hit right field. Past the effort of the second baseman, Anderson. Jerez with his second hit of the night. The Marauders with their 12th overall and the offensive onslaught will not stop. And who would want it to stop right now if you're a Marauder fan? This team showing off. Omar Alfonso up. A single and a ground out, 1-for-2 tonight. Average up to 264. First pitch to him from Maloney. Misses inside. Fastball sends Omar jumping out of the way. Doing his best Keanu Reeves impression to matrix that baseball by him. Gets ahead 1-0. Hitter advantage offering. Grounded up the middle. Should be 2. Fielded and stepped on for 1. Jarvis to first. Inning ending. 6-3 twin kill. The Marauders, though, get 4 more off a grand slam from Davies Nadal. It is Young Bucks 14, Tigers nothing. Going to the fourth when we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the top of the fourth inning at Leacom Park. Marauders 14, Tigers nothing. Christian Santana leading off. Takes a Hung Lang Chang fastball. That misses away for ball one. Santana 0-for-1. Struck out looking. Facing Paul Skeens in the first inning. Chang's 1-0. At the knees, center cut for strike one called. Able to dot that fastball to even it up. Chang off to the best start of any outing this year. His 1-1 is cut on and missed. A mile out in front of the slider is Santana for strike two. A Paul Skeens start, a Marauders offensive display that has been unmatched at any point this year. And now Hung Lang Chang, the young Taiwanese righty, going to show off what he can bring. The 1-2 from Chang. High fly ball. In the infield. Mile up above the light poles. Mitch Jeb under it. One hand catch. One away. Brings up the 3-hole man, Jim Jarvis. He struck out swinging on a check in the dirt against Skeens in the first inning. 0-for-1. All but one Marauder has taken 3 at-bats so far. The 3-hole hitter for the Tigers. And it just his second appearance, tries to bunt straight into the Planchy's glove, who steps in front of the plate, takes the inside lane, and throws to first in time for out number 2. Jarvis gives away his at-bat there. Brings up Max Anderson, the cleanup man, 0-for-1 with a 6-3 ground out tonight. Chang trying to make it 4 straight scoreless. First pitch. Fastball misses up above the belt, 1-0. One ball offering now from Chang. Good looking fastball zips into the high and tight corner for strike one call to even things up. Chang set the 1-1 pitch now. Just misses away. Good fastball. Tough take. Surprised to see Anderson lay off of it, but does so well to make it 2-1. Chang's 2-1. Hit high in the air to left. Well struck. Back to the warning track. McAdoo, he's at the wall looking up. Leaping, it's gone. A solo homer for Max Anderson. His second of the year. Cuts the deficit to 13. And the Marauders still up 14-1 now. Fastball up and in, just driven. McAdoo gave it a good effort, but probably one of the only ballparks in the FSL where you physically can't rob a homer. Unless you got a vertical that matches former NBA star Dwight Howard. It's a tough wall to climb. Mike Rothenberg up now. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Takes fastball high and outside and gets ahead 1-0. Chang's next pitch on its way. Fouled off to the backstop. 1-1 the count now. Chang shakes off a few signs from Planchy. Long wait. He's going to have to step off here. Just 2 on the pitch clock. And there's the violation. Pitch clock violation charge against Hung Lang Chang. That's ball 2. And the count 2-1 now to Rothenberg. Home run and RBI leader for the Tigers. Pitch. Loopy breaking ball. Glances off the top edge of the strike zone and it's 2-2. Pitch hit in the air. Straight back up and out of play. We'll do the 2-2 again. Chang trying to bounce back after giving up the solo homer. It's the third hit of the game and the first run on the board for the Flying Tigers. 2-2, two out. Top of the fourth, the deuces wild pitch from Chang. Just misses low and outside. Backdoor curveball attempt. Falls short and it's full at 3-2. Just the sixth pitch of the trip. Payoff in the top of the fourth to Rothenberg. Low and in for ball 4. Chang gives up his first walk of the night. Had avoided mentioning that. That is his Achilles heel through his first 3 outings. Handed out a total of 8 walks in 12 innings. Gives up his first there. Now Planchy going to head out to the mound. Try to calm down his young right-handed arm. These Marauder catchers, Planchart, Omar Alfonso, now Justin Mickness, do such a good job of managing this Marauders pitching staff. Along with pitching coach Matt Ford, they just know how to get guys into a better situation mentally, and that's one thing that Matt Ford focuses on more than anything. Pick off to first in the dirt. What a pick by Omar to stop it from getting down the line. Every pitcher on this Marauders team has and has read or is reading a book that pitching coach Matt Ford swears by called The Mental ABCs of Pitching. Guys like Julian Bosnick, Derek Diamond, who have already been called up to High A Greensboro, have spoken very highly of what the book has done for them as a pitcher on the mental side of things. As Jose De La Cruz cuts and misses at a first pitch changeup that spins towards him for strike 1. The 0-1 from Chang. Swing and a miss. De La Cruz out in front of a well-placed slider at the knees to make it 0-2. O-2 with 2-way. Chang trying to pick up a 3-pitch K to cap off the fourth with just 1 run surrendered. The Taiwanese ready set. His 0-2 pitch to De La Cruz. Call the ball. Change up just misses low and in. It's 1-2 now. Chang checks. Still trying to end the inning. Pitch hit high in the air to right. Well struck. Nolasco looking up. That one's gone. A two-run blast, the second homer of the inning. This time, De La Cruz will make it an 11-run game. A field goal put up on the board here in the fourth by the Tigers. Promise I will only make six more football references the rest of the game. De La Cruz with his eighth homer of the year, second on the team with that total. Brings his RBI count up to 41 with the long ball. And for the first time tonight, Matt Ford, Marauder pitching coach, out to the mound to have a chat. Along with Jason Chang, the translator for Hung Lang Chang. However many years ago that rule implemented in Major League Baseball that a translator was allowed to go out there, the fact that that was a rule we had to pass is a little surprising. Think about the first players that came over from playing in Cuba. You think about players from Puerto Rico making their first appearance, though most well-versed in English, but especially with the influx of random non-baseball playing countries. You have obviously the million-dollar arm story with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, Max Kepler, a German-born player. The global game growing. The Marauders have had 11 different nationalities represented this year on the roster. First pitch after the visit is bounced a few feet in the dirt in front of David Smith for ball one. Smith one for one, singled leading off the third inning. First hit surrendered by Chang. He's given up two homers this inning. 1-0 on the outer edge, good looking slider. Backdoor call to strike, it's 1-1. Next pitch, hard hit, ground ball, base hit through the right side. Jeb can't get there. That'll roll slowly into the glove of Nolasco. That is a homer, a walk, a homer, and a single. All of them, rather, the balls in play, very well struck off the Tigers' bats. Chang, who entered with a 340 batting average again, starting to leak some hits here in the fourth inning. First offering, up and in, missing to Bennett Lee for ball one. He's 0-for-1 with a flyout. Hit a ball hard, but straight down the throat of Rodolfo Nolasco in right. Routine play for the rangy right fielder. Chang's 1-0 now as the lights start to take effect. In the dirt, 2-0. This is the innings we became accustomed to, the first three starts for Chang. Long drawn out, walks mixed in with hard hit balls. Just looking for that final out to escape with only three on the board. The 2-0. Hard hit grounder towards De Los Santos, down to Anita. Field it, picks it cleanly and throws to Jeb, covering second to end the inning. The Marauders surrender three but still lead 14-3. Going to the home fourth when we come back.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win. Go off to coast. The boys again.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth at Lecom. Marauders 14, Tigers 3 the score. Maloney still on the mound for Lakeland. Planchy will lead it off. 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. First offering to him. Fastball sizzled to the low and in corner for strike one called. Marauders with 14 runs off 12 hits in the first four innings. Maloney's 0-1 now. Weekly bounced up the middle. Tough play. Shading to his left. Jarvis shortstop picks, throws. A nifty looking play in time for out number one. Takes us back to the top of the order for the Marauders and Mitch Jebb. Mitch 2 for 3 with a triple, a double, and a flyout. One RBI to his name tonight. Pirates' 11th-ranked prospect, second-round pick in 2023. See if he can pick up knock number 3 right here. He'll spend one towards short. Jarvis fields again, this time a more comfortable effort as he scoops and throws to first in plenty of time for the second out. Brings up Jesus Castillo now. A pair of walks and a pair of runs scored for Castillo tonight. 0 for 1 with a flyout. Every Marauder has reached on a walk or a hit in this one. Castillo and De Los Santos the only two without a base hit. But Jesus doing what he's done all year and doing his job in this team. That is to draw walks and get his speed on. He takes a elevated heater just below the belt for strike one. Lakeland could really use a good outing here from Maloney. Something to steady the ship. The 0-1 pitch to Costi. Hit in the air down the left side. Slicing, fouling out of play for strike one. Sun's starting to set, and as always, it is a beautiful backdrop here in Bradenton. The cotton candy skies of the Suncoast, Florida. Next pitch to Castillo. Fouled off the mask of the catcher. Lee, that one pops high in the air. Castillo talking to him, gives him a pat on the shoulder, making sure each other are okay. Two strikes here to Jesus. Maloney comes set, righty at the letters. Looking to end the inning in 1-2-3 fashion. Pitch to the backstop, swing and a miss for strike three. That's dropped third. Throw down is just in time. Great play by the catcher, lead a race to the backstop and fire a dart to first to end the inning. For the first time tonight, the Marauders are kept off the board and they are set down in order. We go to the fifth, Bradenton 14, Lakeland 3 the score, and we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator, and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas. You can report nuisance alligators on the toll-free hotline at 866-FWC-GATOR.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive.
Back here for the top of the fifth in Bradenton. Marauders up 14-3. Hung Lang Chang out there for his fourth inning of work, and if you're enjoying that backdrop for the first time tuning in tonight, it is a beauty, whether it's Pirates spring training, Marauders season. There's fewer better places to enjoy a nice summer evening than Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida. Brief pause here at the start of the inning, waiting for the bullpen gate to be closed, now ready to get at it. J.D. McLaughlin leading off. 0 for 1 with a hard hit line drive out. Pops the first pitch straight back out of play. Up and over the press box for strike one. Chang giving up a solo and a two-run homer in the fourth. Three hits in that inning. But has probably the largest cushion he will ever get to enjoy as a pitcher in his career. 14-0. Now 14-3 as the 0-1 also shot straight back, fouling out of play. It's 0-2. O2 to McLaughlin. Chang trying to get out on the front foot here in the fifth. Taiwanese righty fires home. It's in the dirt and to the backstop. McLaughlin lays off of the low off-speed pitch to pull himself back a ball in the count. Still behind Chang, trying to stay on the attack. Next pitch, loopy breaking ball, chopped to third. Castillo boots it, and McLaughlin will reach safely on the air. High hopper just off the end of the glove of Jesus Castillo. Second error of the game charged against Bradenton after the throwing error in the first. Leadoff man is on for the top of the order hitter, Seth Stevenson. Stevenson flew out to right in the third, singled and stole a base in the first inning. Flew out is a word, don't check me on it. Pick off to first, nifty move, but back safely is McLaughlin. Next pitch misses inside. Fastball sends the batter dancing back out of the box. Happy feet for Stevenson, 2-0 to him. Hitting 311 in the last 10 entering tonight's game. Chang behind in the count here. Right-hander fires. Ball weakly fouled off the left side of the home plate area. Chang able to nab a strike back. McLaughlin took off for second, has to jog back to the first base bag. Chang checks and sets. Pitch. Bounce in the dirt. Great block by Planchy. The Marauders warrior catcher knocks it down and keeps McLaughlin anchored to the first base bag. Fresh baseball whipped out to Hung Lang on the mound. Entered the outing with a 9.49 ERA. Has gotten it down to 9.3 at the moment. Hoping the Marauders can squeeze a few more outs of him. Out of him, rather. Pardon, on the mound here. Went 5 in his last start, got his first win in single A. 2-1 to Stevenson. Hard hit chopper, De Los Santos lays out and can't get there. That'll trickle into left. Second hit of the night for Stevenson, a well-struck grounder. Squirts through the left side, and there's two on with nobody out now as McLaughlin comfortably jogs up to second into scoring position. Santana in the box, 0 for 2, struck out looking in the first, popped out to the second baseman Mitch Jeb on a elevator shaft homer in the fourth inning. Planchy after a quick word for Chang on the mound, back to his post behind home. Chang nods, searching for the first out here in the fifth inning. Pitch to Santana. Popped foul straight back off the top facing the press box. That one will thunder back down towards the diamond. Alexander Mojica leans over the top railing and tries to catch it in his hat and loses the Oakleys in the process. 0-1 to Santana. 2-3 hole spots of the order for Lakeland. Unsuccessful so far. Strikeout for each. This one spun towards the Marauder dugout. Gustavo Omania, Marauders coach, splits the legs, watches that one go straight underneath the wickets. Shows off his mobility as a former pro catcher. Chang a swing and a miss away from punching out his second batter of the night. He'll miss low in the dirt, but another great block by Planchy. He's been up to the task tonight in saving wild pitches, and that's been the story all season long for the Venezuelan-born catcher. McLaughlin leads off second, Stevenson at first, both men with good speed on the base paths. The 1-2, misses upstairs, letter high sinker, makes it 2-2 now. Mentioned earlier on just how well this Lakeland team has turned the ship around in the second half. Obviously not going their way tonight, and that's fine with us as Marauders fans, as this pitch is crushed to left. That is the furthest homer we have seen at Lecom Park this year. It is out of the yard. A three-run shot, the third home run given up by Hung Lang Chang. And just like that is an eight-run game here now at Lecom. Over the grandstand in left field. Did not get a read on the live hit data, but if I had to ballpark it, that's 450. Nick Cimillo hit one 444 that hit about 10 rows up of that grandstand seating on the left field boardwalk. That pitch cleared the overhang. Might even be around the 460 mark. A solo in the fourth, a two-run in the fourth, and now a three-run blast here in the fifth. As this pitch is crushed through the left side, a smoke shot grounder. Another hit. Chang getting smacked around here now. Three runs already across in this inning and the last one. ERA up to north of 11 now. As Lakeland have found their hitting shoes late in this one here. Just around the halfway point. Max Anderson up now. Solo homer and a ground out. Takes a loopy breaker. Glances off the top edge of the strike zone. Makes it 0-1. Three homers tonight for the Tigers. That is how they have plated all six of their runs. Next pitch, chopped to third. That'll skip foul by a few feet. And Chang up in the count, 0-2. He's gotten ahead to all but one batter he's faced in this inning. Has just not been able to find that first out, eluding him to this point. Chang checks first. Hunting K number one, the 0-2. Lined up the middle into center, a base hit again. The Tigers piling on the knocks now. That is their fourth of the inning, their fourth consecutive. And just like two at-bats ago, two men on with nobody out. And the dangerous Mike Rothenberg will step in. Largest lead the Marauders have blown this year is an eight-run total. Deficit looked insurmountable two innings ago, and now Lakeland shown they still have a fight in this one. Rothenberg 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. First pitch to him. Taken low. Changeup misses. It's 1-0. Marauder's going to get right-handed action up in the bullpen now. Chang set his one ball offering to Rothenberg. In the dirt, 2-0. Now the control starting to slip away here a bit. Chang with 65 pitches thrown so far. Has given up 8 hits, 3 homers, walking 1 and striking out 1. The 2-0 pitch from the righty. Taken. Low missing for ball 3. Chang at risk of walking him loaded. Bringing a potential runner to the plate that with one swing could make it a brand new game. And cut the deficit down to 4 for the Tigers. 14-6 Marauders the score. Chang's 3-0. Misses inside for ball 4. And the bases are walked loaded for the Tigers here in the 5th inning. Still nobody out. And JJ has seen enough. He's out to the mound to make a change. An outing that started with such good promise. Chang faced the first 9 batters, allowed just 1 hit. But since then has really battled. Finishes with 3 homers given up, 6 earned runs at the moment. Check that, 5. With 2 walks, and JJ might just be stalling for time here. He's yet to make the point to the bullpen. Rodder still with warm-up action there. And now JJ is going to make the call to the pen. Chang's day is done. He finishes with 3-plus innings pitched. 5 earned on the hook for every base runner in the loaded situation here. We'll step aside for the change. When we come back, Marauders trying to escape the fifth, still up 14-6 when we return.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here, still in the top of the fifth inning, as the Mexican right-hander Jorge Ramos takes to the mound for Bradenton. Jorge with a 4.91 ERA. Inherits a bases-loaded spot with nobody out and misses low with a breaking ball. Falls behind 1-0 to Jose De La Cruz, who already has a homer in the game tonight, a two-run blast, an inning ago in the fourth. 1-for-2 this evening. The 1-0 from Ramos. Swing and a miss. Good-looking fastball. Ties up De La Cruz high and tight to even the count at 1-1. Jarvis at third, Anderson at second, Rothenberg at first with nobody out. Rodgers lead down to 8 now. Ramos with the 1-1. Slider low and away. Checked but held up in time for ball 2. In New York right now, Pirates tied 1-1. For Tigers fans, Detroit leading 2-0 at Minnesota. Ramos set just above the belt line. His 2-1 pitch to De La Cruz. Fouled off, chopped towards the on-deck circle of the Tigers, third base side for strike 2. Ramos trying to get a big first out here, set up an inning-ending double play opportunity. Rodgers with the comfortable lead, more than happy with the infield playing back, trading a pair of outs for one run. Ramos set the 2-2 pitch to De La Cruz with the bases juiced. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Fastball dives late as De La Cruz cuts over the top of it for out number 1. A pressure spot and a punch out to the first batter for Jorge Ramos. Picks up strikeout number 12 of the year. David Smith up early in his pro career here, 2-for-2 tonight. Infield single and a liner. First offering. Fastball sails outside, a zippy delivery. About half a foot off the outer edge makes it 1-0. Ramos not afraid to fall behind. He is a strike thrower first and foremost. One of those pitchers you love to watch because you'll know he'll attack. Might get hit around as he gets a swing and a miss at a sinker away for strike 1. On a strike with one away, one's across the board. Bases loaded, top 5 here for the Tigers. Pitch, crushed to right, well struck. Nolasco ranging back, drops it. He drops the ball in and out of the webbing. Two runs will score easily, up to second. And standing there is David Smith, up to third. is Mike Rothenberg, the third error of the night and the second of the inning for the Marauders, will cost them a pair of runs. And the Tigers pull within six. Now it's 14-8. E9. The Marauders faced trouble with errors on Saturday night. They fell 3-1. With two of the runs scoring on errors. Would have been a 1-1 game without the miscues in the field for Bradenton. And that area of the game has reared its ugly head here this evening. No RBI. But two in scoring position still with one away. Grounded towards the left side, a base hit. That's going to score one. Might score two. Getting waved home from second is Smith. The throw to the plate offline, and it is a four-run game. The Tigers explode for seven runs here with just one man retired in the top of the fifth. And it's 14-10 now. Ayers a killer for the Marauders here. They would have been out of this inning. An error to start the frame and an error from Nolasco. Brings Lakeland right back into this one. Brand new game here now. And Lakeland will have their turn. Batting around here is Bennett Lee, barring a double play. We'll bring around McLaughlin for the second time in the inning. He cuts and misses at a low changeup and falls behind 0-1. Fatal mistakes here for the Marauders. McLaughlin reached on an error to start the inning. Takes outside 1-1. Ramos hoping for a double play here. No earned runs for him. The 1-1. Chop foul. Shot towards the Tiger dugout for strike two. Pitch, a cut and a miss for strike three. Ramos with a bounce back punch out to pick up a big second out here in this top of the fifth inning. Now just an out away from getting out of it. Marauders led 14-0 after three. That is now a 14-10 score. Ayers greatly aiding in the efforts of Lakeland here in the inning. First pitch to Stevenson, tries to push one down the third base side, but fouls it off for strike one. Second game this year in which the Marauders have played and both teams have batted around in an inning. Ramos with the 0-1 pitch. Stevenson takes. Sinker in the low and away corner for strike two called. Ramos a cut and a miss away from punch it out three. And ending this damaging top of the fifth for the Marauders. The 0-2. Hit Stevenson on the Evo shield. And HBP puts two men on with two away now. And now Jonathan Johnston wants to have a word with home plate umpire Shea Graham. And the two umpires going to conference here now. Either can guess that JJ's asking if he leaned into it or if he fouled it off. And they're going to say HBP, regardless of what the discussion was about. Two on with two out for Christian Santana, who has a three-run home run already in the inning. Tying run on deck. The Marauders' massive lead. Down to just four. Could be down to one after one good swing here. First pitch fouled off, rolling up the netting in front of the press box. Fouling out of play for strike one. Two errors in the inning, but Lakeland have made them pay. Five hits also for the Tigers here in the fifth. The 0-1 from Ramos. Slider dips outside, taken for ball one to even up the count. No shortage of runs in the Florida State League, and especially here tonight. 24 combined. Not even halfway through. The 1-1. Grounded hard to third. Castillo fields the routine short hop, throws to second, getting the lead man to end the inning. 7 runs score with just 2 of them earned in the inning. The Marauders lead cut to 4. 14-10 the score, going to the bottom of the 5th.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th, as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lee Cum Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, Bally Live, and wherever you're joining us from for free tonight for the MILB Game of the Day. I'm Ben Picorni, the voice of the Bradenton Marauders, happy to have one and all with us. Bottom of the 5th underway. Nolasco takes low for ball 1. Marauders scored 14 runs in the first 3 innings. 3 in the 4th and 7 in the 5th for Lakeland have made this one real interesting. Cross the halfway point. Rodolfo takes a belt-high heater for strike 1. Count even to him now. An infield single, a ground out, and a walk for Rodolfo through the first 3 innings. Maloney with the 1-1 pitch. Lasco takes, clipping the knees is the fastball for strike 2. Maloney has given the Tigers what they needed, and that was a pitcher that could throw strikes and put zeros up on the board. The 1-2 from the Tiger righty on its way. Missing outside, a fastball snaps off the outer edge to make it 2-2. Rodgers with action in the bullpen yet again. Parapiece pitch to Nolasco. Fouled off. Weakley a few feet to the left side of home plate. We'll do the 2-2 again. Nolasco earning his next offering. Just trying to keep it going. Landon Tompkins is the righty up in the bullpen for Bradenton. Coming off his best outing of his pro career so far last week in Fort Myers. The 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Nolasco's kryptonite, the breaking ball, sets him down for out number 1. Brings up Charles McAdoo. He is 2-for-3 with 5 RBI, a homer and a single. Reached on a fielder's choice his most recent trip in the 3rd and came around to score on the grand slam for Davies Nadal. First pitch to him from Maloney with 1 away. Misses upstairs. Fastball just above the belt. Makes it 1-0. Across the Florida State League tonight. A lot of series getting underway. Clearwater up 4-1 against Dunedin. That game in the 9th inning. As McAdoo takes. Fastball low. Just getting the bottom edge for strike 1 called. St. Lucie and Jupiter tied at 5. Tampa on the road at Jackie Robinson in Daytona. McAdoo takes high here. Fastball misses at the letters. It's 2-1. Neutral count with 1 away. Bags empty. Rodgers trying to get the offense back up and running. Pitch to McAdoo. Misses off the outer edge. Another fastball. Can't find that rectangle. And it's 3-1 here to Charles. Maloney set, trying to avoid the one-out walk. Hitter advantage offering on its way. Taken. Snapping on the outer edge. Good fastball. Splits that half, and it's full count now at 3-2 for McAdoo. Maloney has set down 4 in a row, trying to make it 5. McAdoo looking for his third hit of the game, or ball 4. Full count pitch from the Tiger right-hander. On its way. Hit in the air to right, well struck, back to the warning track, and making the catch just on the cusp of it is Smith for out number 1. Well struck by McAdoo. The right fielder positioned well. 5 set down in a row. Maloney on the brink of back-to-back perfect innings. He'll have to get through De Los Santos. Giordani with 2 walks and a strikeout tonight has scored a pair of runs. First pitch to him. Fastball at the knees for strike 1. Maloney has been dominant in his location of the fastball through an inning and 2/3 of this relief outing. The righty's 0-1 pitch. Grounded hard up the middle, but into the waiting glove of the second baseman Anderson. A sidearm sling to first in time, inning over. Marauders once again set down in 1-2-3 fashion. We go to the 6th. Bradenton 14, Lakeland 10 the score, and we come back.
Started with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Hey. You know you got a job and a little bitty check. Six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl.
Back here for the top of the 6th, Landon Tompkins' first pitch of the inning. Misses low and in, gets to the backstop for ball 1. Marauders 14, Tigers 10. Tompkins, the Louisiana Tech product, making his 5th appearance as a pro. 7.71 ERA and 4 2/3 pitch. Tossed a pair of scoreless innings in Fort Myers on Friday. Lands a fastball for a strike here to even up the count at 1-1 to Jarvis. Jarvis is single in the 5th, ground out in the 4th, and a strikeout swinging in the 1st against Skeens. Tompkins 1-1. Misses inside, fastball. Yanked off the inner half, and it's 2-1. Approaching the 2-hour mark in this one tonight. A highly anticipated start for Paul Skeens. The Marauders' offense explosive early. Now the Tigers punching back as Jarvis punches it foul straight back for strike 2 to even things up. Tompkins a chance for a first batter punch out here to set the tone in the top of the 6th inning. The 2-2 in the dirt and inside. Full count now. Rodgers got 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. And then here in the second, Lakeland answering back with a field goal and a touchdown of their own as this one misses inside for ball four. Jarvis draws the leadoff walk in the sixth. Max Anderson up now, having a real good evening. Home run in the fourth, a single and a run scored in the fifth. Tompkins' first pitch to him, fouled off to the backstop. Heater on the outer half, sent straight back for strike one. I want to take the chance now to say hello to Junior Vizcania, a international scouting man for the Pirates, who's recovering from back surgery, was told. He's trying to get better as this inning will take a turn for the worse as the pickoff to first is down the right field line. Up to third will go the runner Jarvis. And now yet another run just 90 feet away. The Marauders with their fourth error in the ball game and their third in the last two innings. Puts a runner 90 feet away from making it a three-run game. But hello to Junior Vizcania tuning in, recovering from his back surgery. Big member of the Pirates organization. Next pitch. Chopped towards second. Jeb will field. Run will score. But the Marauders happily trading the first out for a run score. Makes it 14-11. What was once 14-0 and a hearty advantage is now just a three-run lead for Bradenton. Second RBI of the night for Anderson brings his season total to 11. Mike Rothenberg up. Two walks and a strikeout for the talented switch-hitting catcher turned first baseman tonight. Shoots one foul. Sergio Campani on the top step of the Marauder dugout. Not paying attention. That one almost got him square in the back on the short hop. Turn behind the pole for cover at the last second. 0-1 the count to Rothenberg. Only seen him hit left-handed tonight. Has yet to see a lefty pitcher on the mound. The 0-1. Misses inside. Rothenberg jumps the legs out of the way. Count even at a pitch apiece now. Consistently, seems like that miss is low and in with the fastball for Tompkins. The 1-1. Chopped towards first. Hard charging is Omar. He makes the backhand pick. A nice scoop to first. In time to the covering Tompkins for out number two. Omar Alfonso and Giovanni Planchart did not play a single game at first base in the first 105 games of the year have combined to man that post the past week for the Marauders. They have done so dutifully, just like they do behind the plate and at the plate offensively. They have done so well and helped their team out on big occasions. First pitch to De La Cruz, taken on the inner half for strike one. He's 1-for-3 with a two-run homer, a strikeout, and an infield pop-out. A one misses away. Tight slider spins late and misses outside to even it at 1-1. Ball and a strike pitch from Tompkins with two away. Fouled off, tips straight back onto the shin guards of Planchy. He'll gingerly spring to his feet, trying to limp that one off. It is strike two, and Tompkins knocking on the door of surrendering only one run here in the sixth inning. Not a zero like the Marauders would prefer, but something to stop the swelling after three in the fourth and seven in the fifth. Maloney out of the bullpen for Lakeland has been so vital to them here tonight. Zeros in the fourth and fifth to allow the offense to work back into this one. The 1-2. High fly ball. Shallow right center. Jeb into the grass. He'll be under it and squeezing it to end the inning. An unearned run scores in the sixth. The Tigers move within three. 14-11. Marauders the score when we come back.
Some Conway or anything to get my honky tonk on. You walk in. the hottest thing my side of the Mississippi. And I can spin you round and round till I get you dizzy. But you look like you got your billy in your bones. So let's ditch this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of home. And alcohol disappear somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation. I got a redneck, yes I do. I got a redneck, how about you? I got a 4x4 with a toolbox just to keep them old mountains blue. You got a drink, don't barely sip. And I got a tank full of paycheck money. I'm the friends with Mason Nixon. Girl, what you say we do something country? We can go get half lit, hit the river, skinny dip, or catch a catfish. Yeah, I'll take you to the holler. I ain't talking about a hollow. Put some red on the tread. Hell, I'll watch it off tomorrow. Let's ditch this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of home. And alcohol disappear somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation. I got a redneck, yes I do. I got a redneck, how about you? I got a 4x4 with a toolbox just to keep them old mountains blue. You got a drink, don't barely sip. And I got a tank full of paycheck money. I'm the friends with Mason.
Back here for the home half of the sixth at Lee Comp Park. Marauders 14, Tigers 11. An offensive duel in action here tonight. Davies Nadal up. 2-for-3 with a grand slam and a double. Takes fastball low and away for strike one. Maloney still on the mound. The reliever starting his third inning of work. Hero of the game thus far for the Tigers. Next pitch misses low and in. Nadal watches the fastball miss by a good ways for ball one. As Clearwater close out a 4-1 win against Dunedin, that game final. The 1-1 to Davies takes fastball at the eye level to get ahead 2-1 now. Nadal, guy that struggled with swinging and missing, chasing and missing a lot this season. And the last week has really simplified his approach. He shows bunt, bounces it back to the mound. Maloney will field, bobble, throw. Not in time, the ball gets away. Davies safe at first. Reaches to lead off the inning. We'll see what the scorer's decision on that one is. And the first baseman comes up, flexing his left hand. Not good to see. Mike Rothenberg, a valuable member of this Tigers squad. Checked on now by the athletic trainer. Seemed like he reached to his left to try and snag that throw from the pitcher Maloney. And I think just caught Davies as he was flying by him. It all reaches. It is scored in air. Thought that one might have had a shout at a base hit. But nonetheless, it's a base runner for the first time in a pair of innings for the Marauders. Juan Jerez up now. 2-for-2. An RBI single, a walk, and a knock back in the third inning. His first time up since the third frame. First pitch to him. High chopper towards third, fielding it well and throwing to second for one. Relay to first, double play. The leadoff air is erased and there's two down quickly now. As the Marauders offense continues to have to grind their way to base runners. Nifty pick by Santana, high hop, sprinting to his left on the edge of the grass. Strong throw to second. Plenty of time for the relay to first for Anderson. Omar Alfonso up, 1-for-3. Double play ground out, a single and a ground out in the first. Omar takes ball to get ahead, 1-0. Hitting .323 in the last 10 entering the game. You're on the other side of it, 1-0, swing and a miss. Tied up high and tight by the heater is Alfonso for strike one. Righty set at the letters, even offering on its way home to Omar. He takes, fastball off the inner edge. Good take to make it 2-1 now. Have to send a hello to the Lake Street Men's Club tuning in Northern Illinois tonight. As Alfonso takes low and in, it's 3-1. See if he can mount a two-out rally. Planchart and Alfonso in these 8 and 9 spots respectively have been so huge at flipping it over to the top part of the order this year. The 3-1 to Omar. Fastball misses. Call the strike. Alfonso thought for sure it was ball four. Had already thrown the bat to the dugout. As it looked as if the catcher, Lee, caught that one a good half a foot off the outer edge of the plate. But the count full now at 3-2 to Alfonso. Maloney's payoff pitch in the home sixth. Bounce towards second. Anderson waits, fields, steps, throws, inning over. For the third consecutive frame, the Marauders go down in order as Maloney has faced the minimum through three innings of relief work. We go to the seventh, three to go. When we come back, the Marauders up three.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th, as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for.
Back here for the visiting half of the seventh at Lecom Park. Marauders up by three. Pat Riley, the Vandy righty, fires the first pitch fastball. Call the ball. Planchart perplexed by it. I'm right there with Planchy. Looked real good, but it's 1-0 to Smith, who is 2-for-3 tonight. Pair of singles and has once reached on an air. Riley's 1-0. Fouled off to the backstop. High heater sent straight away for strike one. Riley has made two outings as a pro. Inning in 2/3 pitch. Last time out was scoreless with a pair of Ks. Drafted out of Vanderbilt is 1-1. Just misses high, another real tight offering. Call the ball to make it 2-1. With a win, the Marauders would pull back within a game of Lakeland. Still a long way to go here tonight in a back-and-forth matchup. Next pitch. Just misses high again. Riley living about half a ball width above the top edge of the strike zone. See if he can bring it down a foot or so to work this count full here to David Smith. The 3-1 pitch from the Marauder righty. Hit in the air to left. It's going to hook violently, foul and out of play for strike two, full count. Three balls, two strikes to Smith leading off the seventh. Three in the fourth, seven in the fifth, one in the sixth. The Marauders have not hung a zero since the third. The 3-2 inside hits the batter Smith. He'll head down to first to lead off HBP. Marauders at risk of working themselves into more trouble here. Brings up Bennett Lee. Catcher is 1-for-3 tonight with a pair of RBI. Riley checks first and comes set. First pitch to Lee. Fastball in the up and in corner. Painted for strike one called. Very well located from Patrick Riley. Good SEC presence on this team now. Riley Skeens, Jaden Woods out of the bullpen. The 0-1. Fastball just misses low. Riley not missing by much here. Ball and a strike to count. Get those SEC guys. You know they're going to compete. They're going to more often than not throw strikes when they're on the mound. And they're going to pick up a few Ks in the process. Riley's 1-1 pitch to Lee. Popped up in the infield. Back behind home plate. Planchart sheds the mask. He has room. Makes the one-handed catch for the first out. Brings up the 9-hole hitter, J.D. McLaughlin. He's 0 for 3. A line out, a strikeout, and has reached on an error and scored a run. Marauders have committed 4 errors tonight. 3 of them in the last 3 innings. 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th. 1 all the way back in the 1st. Ended up not coming back to hurt us on that occasion. First pitch to the 9-hole hitter. Taken off the outer edge. Fastball misses. It's 1-0. Marauders who have seen so much change in this lineup, more so the roster in the last month, kind of starting to get that feeling they have their group. It's going to take us the rest of the way as McLaughlin beats a outer half fastball out of play down the right field line for strike one. Jupiter up 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth against, or rather trailing 6-5 against St. Lucie in the bottom of the eighth. This one of the few FSL games still rolling tonight. The 1-1 shot straight back for strike two as it crashes into the protective netting. 1-2 count with one away. Smith at first after leading off the inning when he was hit by a pitch to get on. Riley checks first, comes set. The 1-2 pitch from the Marauder righty. Weakly bounce towards third. Castillo has a tough play. Barehand pickup. Throw to first in time. Jesus Castillo gets a chance to show off his defensive abilities and makes a fantastic barehanded play to secure the second out of the seventh inning. David Smith up to second into scoring position for Seth Stevenson. He has a two-hit night. Hit by a pitch in his most recent trip in the fifth inning. Patrick Riley looking to put a zero on the board for Bradenton for the first time since the third inning. He's one out away from doing just that. His first pitch to Stevenson. Fastball nails the bottom edge of the strike zone. Just above the knees, center cut for strike one called. Oh, 1. Loopy breaking ball misses way upstairs. Passes over the bill of the helmet of Stevenson for ball one. 23 games to go in the regular season after tonight. If result holds, Marauders will be 1 game back. Everything to play for in the next 5 games of this series. The 1-1. Stevenson lines it to right. A base hit's going to get down. Runner being sent home. Nolasco's going to come up throwing. His throw to the plate is not in time. A tight play. But Smith in safely. And just like that, from 14-0, it is 14-12. The Tigers will have the tying run come to the plate here in the top of the seventh inning. Stevenson with RBI number 33 of the year and hit number 3 of the game. Christian Santana up. 1-for-4, a strikeout, a pop-out, an inning-ending fielder's choice play, and then a 3-run homer in the fifth. First pitch to him from Patrick Riley. Runner takes off, throw down from Planchy. Got him! The Venezuelan backstop of the Marauders cuts down Stevenson to end the inning. Another one up on the board for the Tigers. Going into the stretch, it's a 2-run game here at Lecom Park when we come back.
to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old.
Back here for the bottom of the seventh at Leecom Park, Eric Mendez, the right-hander from Aruba, formerly with the Visalia Rawhide, will take to the mound for Lakeland. The Tiger right-hander trying to pick up where Maloney left off. He tosses 3 innings facing the minimum and putting the once electric Marauder bats through the first 3 innings into a state of silence through the middle frames. Planchart will lead it off here, trying to spark something for Bradenton. Takes a first pitch, ball in the dirt to the backstop, and gets ahead 1-0. Mendez this year combined between Visalia and Lakeland, a 2.84 ERA. His next pitch in there for strike one. Planchy 2-for-3, pair of singles in the second inning, grounded out his most recent trip in the fourth. The 1-1. Slider drops low, kicks up some dust for ball two. Mendez this year in 25 1/3 at High A or in California League and in the Florida State League as Planchart hits this one high and deep to left. The catcher gets into one to the track. Catch made, crashing into the wall. McLaughlin robs Planchart of extra bases. Ball was crushed into the gap. Surprised the left fielder got there to make the play in the end. Steals away out number one. To the top of the order we go, and maybe top of the order that can spark a rally here. Mitch Jebb, 2-for-4, a triple and a double with an RBI tonight. First offering. Jebb takes top edge of the strike zone. Fastball lands for strike one. Marauders without a base hit since the third inning. Have not drawn an earned runner since that third as well. As the changeup spins away in the count, even at 1-1 to Mitch. Hitting .310 through his first 14 games as a pro. Even offering. Chopper hit weakly towards second. Tough play for the charging Anderson. Fields throws in time, 2 down. Brings up the 2-hole hitter, Jesus Castillo. Has drawn a pair of walks, but has also flied out and struck out for an 0-for-2 mark tonight. Marauders' lead was 14-0 after 3 innings. It now is just 14-12, a 2-run game. After it looked like the Tigers were dead and gone in the third. First pitch to Costi, elevated sinker. Call the strike, gets 0-1. The 0-1 from Mendez. Castillo weakly bounces it back to the mound. Pitcher waits and fields the spinning chopper, throwing to first in time. For the fourth inning in a row, Lakeland pitchers face the minimum. We go to the eighth, 2 to play, Marauders up 2 when we come back.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball,
Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the top of the penultimate inning at Lee Comm Park. Marauders up 14-12. Pat Riley will stay on the mound. His first pitch of the inning, pop foul and out of play, first base side, off the bat of Christian Santana for strike one. Santana was at the plate when Stevenson was caught stealing to end the seventh. Tigers have scored 12 runs in innings 4, 5, 6, and 7 to make this one real interesting. 0-1 fastball sails high, and it's 1-1 to Santana now. Marauders offense has fallen silent while the Tigers have ramped up the pace. The 1-1 pitch falls just short. Tight take. Really good spot from Riley. The count 2-1 now. Neutral count pitch from the Vandy man. Good looking heater. Call the ball. It doesn't read on ABS. No read whatsoever. So it's 3-1. Riley with the hitter advantage offering. Swing and a miss. Big breaking ball. Cut straight through for strike two. That kind of sweeping cutter delivery. Not a cutter. Kind of sits around 88 short of the fastball, but also not as slow as the slider we've seen him. A curve that's been broken out. Full count pitch. Riley trying to set down the leadoff man. Righty fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Big, big pickup there for Pat Riley. Gets the first strikeout for Marauders pitching since the fifth inning and sets down the dangerous two-hole hitter, Christian Santana, to start the eighth. Jim Jarvis up now. Three-hole hitter with a single, a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. Takes fastball at the knees. Riley nails the bottom edge of the strike zone to get ahead 0-1. One strike pitch now. Bounced in the dirt. Planchy boxes it at the plate. No runners on, so no harm. The catcher, even without men on, still up to the task of knocking down the baseball. Ball and a strike with one away to Jarvis. Single and a walk in his most recent trips. Lines this one down the left side. Hooking, foul and out of play for strike two. One-two count with one away. Pat Riley trying to make it. Pair of strikeouts to start it. There's Paul Skeens in the dugout. Started this game off in the first with a pair of Ks. His highly anticipated debut and a pitch clock violation on Riley will result in an automatic ball, drawing the count level at 2-2 now. Look at how high on that bat Jarvis is choked up. He takes in the dirt, 3-2. Full count with one away. Pitch. Called. Strike three. Can I help you? Just looking. Two away. Shout out to the King of JUCO for that one. Big, big backwards letter for Pat Riley to set down two in a row to start the eighth. Brings up Max Anderson, who's pieced together a real solid night. 2-for-4 with a homer, a single, and 2 runs batted in. First pitch, he's way out in front. Left foot just does not stay online. Pulls it off to the left as he cuts through a first pitch strike. Riley with the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. This time drops a breaker in the dirt. Out in front of it again is Anderson for strike two. Riley a chance to swing the momentum back towards the Marauders here if he can put up a zero for the first time since the third inning for Bradenton. 2-run lead for the Marauders here late in the series opener. The 0-2 pitch from the Vandy boy. Popped foul up and over the press box. We'll do it again. .97 on the gun there from Riley, just shy of the 98 mark. He has found some solid velo lately. The 0-2 again to Anderson. Bounced in the dirt, taken for ball one. And Riley just trying to see if he can nibble low and away. Just ended up short with the cutter. 1-2 the count with two away. Riley nods and comes set, trying to punch out the side here. Righty fires home. Call the ball. Man, really good fastball. Living in that same area as the called strike three to Jarvis. About a quarter of a ball width off the edge of the plate to level the count at 2-2. Deuces wild here now to Anderson. The cleanup man trying to keep the inning alive. Riley's 2-2. Misses low and away. Full count now. Three straight full count at bats worked by Lakeland hitters here in the top of the eighth inning. Riley set the payoff pitch in the top of the eighth. Swing and a tip in and out. Not tipped, dropped by Planchy. He throws to first inning over. Tigers dugout arguing because I thought I heard a tip as well. But no argument from the base runner Anderson. Three up, three Ks for Pat Riley in the top of the eighth. We go to the home half. Marauders with their last trip to the plate. Trying to find some insurance. Up a pair when we come back.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth. Marauders up 14-12. Nolasco will lead it off. 3, 4, and 5 due up, trying to find some insurance. Just a couple of base hits or walks here in the inning. First pitch to Rodolfo. Cut and a miss for strike one. Fastball beats him low and away. Mendez with the one strike delivery. Rodolfo with a high check swing attempt. Umpire calls a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher Lee for strike two. No argument from Rodolfo. Down in the count here. The 0-2 leading off the inning. Bounced in the dirt to the backstop for ball one. One 1-2 count. Nolasco. With a walk, a single, a strikeout, and a groundout tonight. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball on the outer edge. Beats him for out number one. It's four straight innings with the minimum faced by Tigers pitchers, and that has not changed here so far to start the eighth. Charles McAdoo up. Five RBI, two for four tonight. A three-run homer in the first, a two-run single in the second. First pitch to him from Mendez. Hit in the air to right. Weak fly ball sends the right fielder Smith charging in. He'll settle and make a one-handed squeeze for out number two. Just like that on five pitches, the first pair set down here in the home eighth for Bradenton. Brings up Yordani De Los Santos. 0 for 2, a strikeout, a ground out, a pair of walks, and two runs scored tonight for the 21st-ranked prospect. First pitch to him from Mendez. Yordani takes fastball, just missing off the outer edge for ball one. The 1-0. Drop short, two and none now. Yordani able to get ahead. A wild and wacky night of Florida State League baseball here in Bradenton. Marauders up 14 to nothing after three. The 2-0. Fall short, 3-0. The start of Paul Skeens brought out a huge Tuesday evening crowd. Fans from Barrington, Illinois to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Pittsburgh, I'm sure, had a large showing tuned in tonight. The 3-0 slider misses. Ball four, De Los Santos draws a 90-foot free pass, and the Marauders get their first earned base runner since the third inning with two outs here in the eighth. To bring up Davies Nadal. Davies, 2 for 4 with a grand slam and a double tonight. Had really found a solid swing at the series in Fort Myers. And has brought that here into the opener against Lakeland tonight. First pitch, Nadal takes. Change up, spins into the high and outside corner for strike one called. 0-1 to Nadal. Mendez peaks and fires. Davies chops it high to second. Bouncing ball fielded by Anderson. Throw to first, inning over. The Marauders held off the board in the last five frames at the plate. We go to the ninth. Bradenton up by two, needing three outs to secure the series opener when we come back.
When she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. And she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Get away, car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green girl. Together and
Back here for the top of the ninth inning at Lecom Park. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Bradenton Marauders with you. A tight finish on cue here. Marauders up 14-12. The Brisbane, Queensland, Australian native Brandon Bidois on to throw the ninth for the Marauders. Bidois, a 2.35 ERA this year. He is perfect in save opportunities. Trying to keep it going here. Seven scoreless outings in a row. Just one earned run in his last nine appearances. First offering to Rothenberg. Fouled off to the backstop for strike one. Rothenberg 0 for 2 tonight. Pair walks, a strikeout, and a ground out. Two runs scored for him. Biddy's 0-1 pitch on its way. Fouled off the foot of Rothenberg in the box. That spinner catches him on the lead peg. And the count 0-2 now. Bidois, after two-thirds of an inning pitched in Fort Myers to close out the game on Friday. Going to stay solid here tonight. Swing and a miss away from a big first out. The 0-2 pitch from the man from the land down under. Hit high in the air down the left field line. Dancing along the out-of-play netting. It'll get into the seats. No, off the top of the netting. Into the glove of Charles McAdoo, who feints as if he got it on the fly. We'll do the 0-2 again. I admire the effort from Mac. Playing off the wall baseball. Sounds like something you get in backyard baseball, one of those old games. Everything's in play. That game famous for the best hitter of all time, Pablo Sanchez. Can talk about your Hank Aarons, your Barry Bonds, but tough to beat the all-around talent of Pablo Sanchez. Rothenberg, after a call of time, will stroll back into the box. Bidois set to fire another 0-2 pitch to the five-hole hitter leading off the ninth. Biddy comes home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A big looping breaker. Picks up out number one. That's four straight strikeouts of Lakeland hitters, with Riley punching out all three in the eighth. Two outs away now. Jose De La Cruz will bat. One for four. Pair of infield pop-outs, a strikeout, and a two-run homer tonight. Bidois' first offering to him. Check swing fastball. No go for ball one. Planchy was waiting for the call. Didn't get it. And De La Cruz gets ahead to start. Bidois nods and comes together. The Aussies 1-0 pitch on its way home now. Hit in the air deep to left. That one crushed towards the gap. McAdoo and Nadal racing back. It's off the wall. Davies fields the Hopwell, pulling into second with a one-out stand-up double as Jose De La Cruz to bring the tying run to the plate here for Lakeland. 388 feet, maybe needed 390 to get it out of here. Brings up David Smith, 2 for 3, two singles, was hit by a pitch in the seventh, reached on an error in the fifth inning. Seven-hole hitter Smith, his first few games as a pro. Tying run at the plate here in the top of the ninth. Marauders led 14-0 after three, trying to hang on. First pitch fastball misses, letter high to Smith for ball one. Bidois sitting though, nice, 96-97, right where he wants to be on the gun. Faced some frustrations with his velo down a little bit a few weeks ago, but has ramped it back up. The 1-0 pitch. Misses inside 2-0 as Smith skirts back out of the way. Hitter advantage count now here with one out. Marauders, if they can hang on, will gain a game back on Lakeland, just one off of the Tigers. If this result holds. Bidois checks the 2-0 pitch to Smith. Check swing. Did he go? No, says the field umpire, Chad Lagana. 3-0 now. Bidois at risk of putting the tying run on with one away. Lakeland dugout is alive right now. Brief pauses. Yordani De Los Santos is going to tie the shoe at the shortstop spot. Biddy trying to stay unscathed in his last nine outings if he can get through this one. The Australian righty set. The 3-0 pitch to Smith. Fastball misses inside, ball four, and the tying run is on in the top of the ninth with one out. And Matt Ford, Marauders pitching coach, as well as the whole infield, gonna head out for a chat. Bennett Lee will be the next man up after this visit. Praised Fordy earlier tonight, just talking about how much he focuses on the mental side, but that's what this visit is here for right now. Trying to calm the nerves down. Bidois had a dicey save against St. Lucie. Marauders were up a run going into the bottom of the ninth. A few weeks ago at Clover Park, Bidois came in, loaded the bases on seven pitches, then punched out a pair and got an infield pop out to save the game for the Marauders and save his ERA. Trying to do that again here. Fordy will stroll back to the dugout. Planchy will step up and give the touch signs to the infield. One out, tying run at first. Go-ahead run at the plate. Bennett Lee, who is 1-for-4 with a pair of runs batted in tonight. First pitch in the dirt. Great pickup by Planchard. Catcher flashes to his left to scoop up a breaking ball in the dirt. 1-0 the count, five straight balls. The 1-0. Check swing low. Did he go? No. 2-0. Lakeland dugout is rowdy now. Whistling, clapping, shouting. Trying to will them to a comeback here. Yeah, they will their teammates in the box. Rodgers hoping for a twin kill to end it. The 2-0 pitch to Lee from Bidois. Fisted into shallow center. That one will get down in front of it all, and everybody is safe moving up 90 feet. The tying run into scoring position for the nine-hole hitter, J.D. McLaughlin. After a 14-0 lead in the third, the Tigers are a gap hit away from taking the lead. Lakeland have scored in every inning since the fourth, except for the eighth. Trying to make that the same story here in the ninth. McLaughlin 0-for-4. A line out, a strikeout, a ground out. Has reached once on an air. Planchy, the Marauder catcher, out to the mound to have a chat with Bidois. He'll walk back to the dugout now, or rather to a spot behind home plate. The umpire pointing to the dugout for a fresh set of baseballs. Bases loaded, one out. One swing away from a Tigers lead, one ground ball away from a Marauders victory. First pitch to McLaughlin. Fastball in the dirt, 1-0. One ball offering now from Bidois. Back against the wall here. Pitch on the way. Misses low, 2-0. That Lakeland dugout just getting louder and louder. The only strikes thrown to the last four batters have resulted in hits. The 2-0 pitch now. Misses up and in, 3-0. And the Marauders with Elijah Birdsong ramping up a warm-up in the bullpen. From 14-0, the Tigers ball four away from making it a one-run game. The 3-0 pitch. Ball four. Bases loaded walk makes it a one-run game, and the tying run is at third now. 90 feet away from leveling this one up. With the dangerous and talented Seth Stevenson stepping in to hit. One out, bases loaded. Tying run at third here in the top of the ninth. Stevenson 3-for-4 tonight. First pitch to him. Popped foul and out of play. Straight back. There's strike one. Much needed boost there for Bidois. The Brisbane Australian native shakes off a few. Comes set the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Oh, no, the call. Looked awfully close. Ball and a strike with one away. One run contest. The pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. High fastball chased. Stevenson comes up empty. That's strike two. Bidois looking for a big, big, big punch out here. Or a double play ball to end it. One run lead for Bradenton. Tying tally 90 feet away. The 1-2 pitch to Seth Stevenson. Called strike three. The Uncle Charlie freezes him for out number two. The 12-6 landed to put the Marauders an out away from the win. But it will likely not be Brandon Bidois to finish it, as Jonathan Johnston will stroll out to the mound now with Elijah Birdsong warming up in the bullpen. Biddy's day done, punches out a pair, gives up in Ernie. Walks two and surrenders a pair of hits. Marauders sinker balling right-hander Elijah Birdsong will come out of the pen for the Marauders to try and close this one out. Bases loaded, two outs. Tying run at third here in the ninth. We'll step aside for the change and come back for the finish. Back here in Bradenton, Elijah Birdsong on the mound now for the Marauders. The sinker balling righty from Benicia, California, enters with an ERA of 5.44, team leader in saves with six on the year. He's an out away from securing the win for the Marauders. Bases loaded, two outs. Santana 1-for-5 with a homer in the box. First pitch. This is upstairs for ball one. A base hitter, ball four, ties this game and forces a bottom of the ninth. Birdsong trying to strand him loaded to steal the game one win for the Marauders. The 1-0 pitch from Birdie. Slider low and away, gets the corner. Just nicks the bottom edge to level the count at 1-1. With 23 games to go in the season after tonight, these two teams battling it out for the final spot. Birdsong trying to start the series with a bang for Bradenton. The 1-1. Slider dips low and away, taken after a third of a swing. Santana holds up in time. It's 2-1. Smith at third, Lee at second, McLaughlin the runner at first. Lakeland trying to complete the most improbable comeback. The 2-1 pitch. Misses low, 3-1. Birdsong at risk of walking in the tying run. Bradenton led 14-0. The Tigers a ball away from tying the game. Birdsong set the 3-1 pitch to Santana with the game on the line. Call the strike, sinker up and in. Full count, two outs, top nine. Bases loaded. Tying run at third in the series opener of a tight playoff race between these two. For a closer, this is your dream to save your team from the brink of defeat. Santana trying to be the hero for Lakeland. Bases loaded, two outs, full count. Birdie set at the belt. The payoff pitch in the ball game. Grounded foul, we'll try it again. Santana spoils the fastball to earn another 3-2. Crowd coming to life here. Marauders trying to put the final nail in the coffin to avoid giving up this 14-run lead. Birdie at the belt. The second payoff pitch in the game on its way. Crush deep to left, back to the track. McAdoo is there, Marauders win! Birdsong by the tightest of margins seals the 14-13 series opening victory for the Young Buckos. And now my heart can return to a normal rate. The craziest game I have ever called in my life. A start for a future big leaguer and Pirates hero, Paul Skeens. The Marauders put up 14 runs in the first three innings. It was 14-0 going to the fourth. Lakeland rattled off three in the fourth, seven in the fifth, a run each in the sixth and seventh, one more in the ninth, but fell just short with the tying run 90 feet away when McAdoo secured that ball for the final out in the game. Santana just missing, clearing the wall in left. The Marauders will be happy with this opening win no matter how tight it got in the end. Bradenton improves to 27-16 in the second half, and they close the gap to one game behind the Lakeland Flying Tigers with 23 to go. The rest of this series shaping up to be a doozy. If you love pitcher's duels, probably don't tune in the rest of the week. 27 combined runs between these two teams tonight. 25 combined hits. Skeens, Chang, Tompkins, Birdsong, Bidois, and Riley all combining to get the Marauders over the line in this one here tonight. Offensively, Charles McAdoo picks up a homer and five RBI. Davey Siddall with a grand slam. That made it 14-0 at the time. And the Tigers' bats have done what they have done late in the game all second half, and it's been a frustration for the Marauders as they've been chasing them down, hoping for Lakeland losses. Tonight, with the Marauders holding their destiny and their playoff future in their own hands, almost let it slip away to fall three games back, but were able to start on the front foot. Lakeland's bats just came alive late. They drew walks. They cashed in on three errors in the fifth and sixth inning combined for the Marauders. But at the end of the day, Bradenton able to hang on and carry this one across the line to the win. The win tonight on the mound goes to Pat Riley. He gets his first win as a pro, improves to 1-0 on the season. Edgardo Ibarra, who started the game for Lakeland through an inning and two-thirds, gave up 9 earned runs on 7 hits. A real rough start for the left-hander tonight. He falls to 1-3. A hold for Bidois, his fourth of the year, and Birdsong picks up his team-leading 7th save of the season, getting the final out off the bat of Christian Santana. The final line tonight, Marauders with a 14-run total on 12 hits, committing 4 errors, 13 off 13, with 1 error for the Tigers. Well, that is one way to welcome Paul Skeens to the Bradenton Marauders here tonight. Fans, whether you're a Pirates fan, Marauder fan, Tigers fan, or just a baseball fan, because there's nothing wrong with loving this great game that we are blessed to play in the U.S. of A. Thank you for tuning in tonight for wire-to-wire drama. From first pitch out of the hand of Skeens to the final ball going into the glove of McAdoo, this game did not disappoint offensively either side, with clutch pitching showing up when both teams needed it to do so. I'm the voice of the Marauders, Ben Pokorny, thanking you for tuning in once more. The final again here tonight, 14-3, 13 Bradenton. Marauders fans, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast, because you sure as heck enjoyed the outcome. We will see you tomorrow night at 6:30 back here at Lee Comp Park on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
Generation, everybody shout, let's go Pirates! Take me out to where the Pirates play, catch the sights, cheer the plays, feel the glory of yesterday. Center field, grand slam, fence and cracker jack, crowd cheers, I don't care if I ever get back. With my radio on, rap along to the rhythm of a Buffalo song. To a bar full of cat with nobody out. Stop the feet, line drive. Everybody shout, root, root, root for our home team. A new Pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Every sign of the Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Cross the bridge, through the gates, to the field. Stories told from your childhood dreams. Pops, Wagner, Trainer, Mads, and heroes yet to be made. Great catch, clutch hits like lamented plays.
Listen to the game with my radio on. Clap along to the rhythm of a Buffalo song. To a bar full crowd with nobody out. Stop the green line drive.
Everybody shout, root, root, root for our home team. A new Pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Every slide, they'll be right at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Root, root, root for our home team. A new Pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Everybody shout,
everybody shout,
root, root, root for our home team. A new Pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Pirates!
Every side there'll be Pittsburgh pride at the old ball.